Now as he stood looking and weeping, behold, three shining ones came to him and saluted him.
Peace be unto thee. Thy sins be forgiven thee.
Is it truly so? Can it truly be?
Did not thy burden roll into yon sepulcher?
Aye, but just as it is when one takes off his hat, and yet seems to wear it still, so does it seem in a sense that my burden doth still rest upon my back.
Thou must not consult with thy feelings, but rather with the words of him that hath cast thy sins into the depths of the sea.
Then, by his promised word, they are truly gone.
Aye, and no one can bring it back, except thee.
By what way?
By leaving off to watch and pray, and turning again to the beggarly elements of this life, by partaking again of thy former evil ways, even as a dog doth return to his vomit.
Oh, that I might never so do.
The choice is thine alone.
I will be true, for there are those who trust me.
Aye, chiefly he that doth suffer for thee. He shall lead thee as your shepherd through all of your travels. When at last you come at the far side of your journey, he shall greet thee there. He shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied, for thou art precious in his sight.
Thus I am determined it shall be.
Christian.
Yes?
This be for thee.
Why, a new suit of clothes.
Aye, put them on.
But I have no money to buy such fine habits.
They are yours, without money and without price.
Then to whom do I owe my thanks for these goodly garments?
To him whom thou dost behold suffering for thee.
They are his?
Aye, his. He hath woven them in the loom of heaven by his own hand.
Why, they fit perfectly.
Aye.
And they are without spot, nor wrinkle.
Nor have they in them one thread of human devising.
This goodly coat hath no seams.
This be thy wedding garment, the which, if thou wear it faithfully, shall give thee an abundant entrance into the wedding supper of the Lamb. There he shall serve thee with his own hand.
And what of my filthy rags, all here in a pile?
They stay here, at the foot of the cross, unless thou draw back.
That can by no means be. I have put my hand to the plow.
Amen.